Colonel Jim. He's saying you're going to see some highly classified equipment. At this time, we have some saucer crafts that have been gathered in the U.S., in New Mexico, and we have other crafts that have been gathered from around the world, he said.
Where you're standing, there's Colonel Jim, there's Anthony, there's you, the three other CIA people, right?
Yes,
So there's a total of six.
Yes.
And you are on a walkway, and it's roped off so that you can't walk to the craft.
Yes.
How far are you from the closest craft?
Oh, I would say probably 30 feet.
Can you describe the one you can see the closest?
The first two crafts we've seen looked almost identical, and they were smaller crafts. Colonel Jim had mentioned that they were real crafts. We had asked him, what in the world is real? We never heard of real, and he said it's a foreign saucer built in Germany in the 20s and 30s. Then he says the next three craft are alien crafts. I asked him about what is the propulsion system on these three crafts, and he said that they are anti-magnetic gravitational engines on two of them, and one was a antimatter containment field inside of an antimatter type propulsion and was much more complicated than the other ones were very simple in comparison. From what I gathered, they sort of thought that the antimatter propulsion was, to them, seemed like it would be an older type compared to the setup on the newer ones. It was an older type of a vehicle.
It was more complicated.
Yes,
You and Anthony had been at the CIA in Langley in the basement looking for information about UFOs approximately 2 weeks.
Oh, this was probably almost 2 months before.
Okay, 2 months before. You were shown the 16-millimeter black and white dissection film of the six-fingered humanoids 2 weeks before.
Yes.
Did any of you say, we've seen the 16-millimeter film of the six-fingered humanoids, which one of these discs belongs to them?
Yes, we did. All he would say is that they told me, since I've been here, that these three were from New Mexico, but I don't know which craft is which. All I know is that all three of them were supposedly from New Mexico. And the other four are foreign. They were picked up in foreign areas.
In addition to the seven discs, did you ever see any of this?
I saw drawings of the control panels for the six-fingered panels.
Where did you see the drawings?
And I saw those on, I think it was in the Roswell file itself. I saw pictures similar to this with the drawings on it, and they had several pages, and they described how they actually worked with the fingertip controls. The controls were tied to fibers. At first, they could not identify how they worked at all, and they saw little fibers running off to the end that plugged in, and they didn't know it was fiber optics, of course, because fiber optics wasn't invented. They called it fiber filament.
Fiber filament.
Yeah.
And that's what they had to look at under a microscope?
Yeah, at least one of the hand panels they checked and found out this whole thing was tied into the electrical current area or the fiber optic area, so it carried throughout the ship. And they said, too, in that same rundown, that there was so much fiber filament in this craft that at night the craft actually had a slight glow to it from all the fiber optics that was in it.
What part would glow?
That was the interior. They only talked about the interior. And that even the walls and everything was wired in this Roswell craft as far as electrical current.
When the beings would have their hands placed into those panels, what would happen?
Didn't know exactly how they worked as far as which hand did what, but they knew that it guided all the controls as far as more current going into the anti-gravitational or the electromagnetic device, and in turn it would feed into the anti-gravitational system. But they didn't know which finger did what, but they knew all the fingers were apparently entirely guided by hands.
When their hands were placed into the panels, and the panels were fiber optically connected to everything, didn't you make a comment about how the entire craft became a capacitor?
On this printout that I saw in the file on these, they did mention that on this one, on this Roswell craft, they didn't find a distinct power plant area. Like, the entire craft was the electric magnetic field, an anti-gravitational field. And that even the aliens that flew it, like, their uniforms were tied right into the electronic field, and maybe the aliens themselves. And they had pictures, too, of the headbands that the aliens wore, and that they could, by turning their heads, they could guide the craft in that manner also.
With the headbands?
Yeah, with the headbands.
And that was in that report?
Yeah.
Because Corso talked about these strange headbands that Trudeau had in the file cabinet.
Yeah. It mentioned that pilots hooked up to mild electrical current tried these headbands, but all they got out of it was violent headaches, because our brain would be different from their brain, and whatever was the suggestive part of our brain for the craft going one way or the other was entirely different from the aliens. So in other words, it was completely useless to us. It'd have to be all readjusted.
Did you ever see anything like this?
Yes, and in the paperwork that I saw, they listed it as alien hieroglyphics. Before I left military service, I did see something listed that the hieroglyphics were actually ancient Greek. One little small paragraph on the last page, it did say some letters compared to early Greek. So it did have it on there, and that was in the early 50s at least, that particular file.
And if these six-fingered humanoids were involved with the inspiration of Greek civilization and prior...
Yeah, Greeks got their alphabet from one of these aliens.
When you saw the drawings in the file, that was at the CIA, not at the Area 51 of the panels.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Do you remember anything else that Colonel Jim said about the craft?
He just kept walking, and we stopped, and then he would motion us to come ahead, and we'd try to ask a couple of questions. In other words, he was in a hurry to get us out of there. We were just supposed to get a glimpse of these things, to get an idea if we saw pictures, what type of craft it might be, whether it be alien, whether it be German, I suppose. He wanted to walk us through there just as fast as possible.
What did he say to get you to move to the next stage?
Well, when we were up toward the last one, we were just ready to head out, and he says, we've got to see one of the aliens, and right now we have the alien in the interview room, and we would like to have you come. And of course, we were just dumbfounded, because at that time we had no idea that we were going to see an alien.
Were you thinking six-fingered at that moment when he said...
Yes, I think all of us were. And then when we saw the being that we did, with the large eyes and the peaked face and the large head, we were kind of shocked how the alien actually looked compared to what we thought we were going to have. Yes, uh-huh. The top of the head, I think, was quite a bit larger, blooming up, you know. On the six-fingered aliens, they show, like, muscle build. But on this one, he was very thin.
Anything about the lower part of the face?
The little mouth, the chin, and the nose holes. And he had some areas where it had little outcroppings on his skin sticking up that looked like a bee sting, that you'd get a bee sting and it would puff up around his neck and down his arms. His skin was coarse. Canvassy would be the good description for it. He had a t-shirt on. A t-shirt with straps, like a child's t-shirt, I would imagine. I don't know why they would have dressed him up in something. And Colonel Jim says that you can talk to him, but you only have 10 minutes. I don't know what the big rush was. It's like they had to take this alien somewhere. Colonel Jim said that this alien doesn't speak to you, that he speaks to you telepathically.